brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Albrecht here with you, filling in for Alex Jones. He's taking a much-needed break, and I wish him all the best as he takes a deep breath. Hope he gets a massage. We were talking about maybe getting him out there for a little shoulder relaxation. You know, we all need that. I got to tell you, it's hard to be out here on the front lines doing this work. It is difficult every day. You know, because it's coming so fast and so furious, you open up whatever portal you have to news, whether it's Infowars.com, whether it is your email and emails coming in from friends and colleagues, whether it's the newsletters that you get, whether it's the television that you turn on, however it is that it's coming at you fast and furious. Do you feel it? I can't even cover, even if I had all day. We've got 3 hours here on Alex's show. I'm going to be doing 2 hours in just a couple hours of my own radio show. And even with that amount of time, there is no possible way that I'm going to get to all the stories that for one day alone have come across my desk. It is overwhelming, utterly overwhelming. And so the question then becomes, what do we do? How do we respond to the onslaught, the immense onslaught of all of this stuff happening? And the one thing I would advise you, don't get discouraged. I know that's easy to say, right? But don't get discouraged, because you, as one individual, are not going to be able to stop the onslaught. You're not. There are people out there working to inform, educate, and fight back. Alex Jones, of course, being one of the people at the forefront for well over a decade now. I'm out there fighting the RFID spy chips. We've got other people out there fighting against genetically modified foods. We've got people fighting on many of the battlefronts. But ultimately, one individual person is not going to be able to stop this. So at the end of the day, what are you responsible for? This is really my question for you. At the end of the day, you're not responsible if this hideous bill that I was talking about in the first hour of Alex's show here, this awful bill that would make mandatory, compulsory public service for people ages 18 to 24, if that bill passes, that's not going to be your personal fault. You can't control whether that passes or not. You can make a phone call. You can maybe sign a petition. But ultimately, that's going to pass whether you get involved or not, as much as I hate to say that. The question then becomes, what can you do and what are you responsible for? And I say this maybe as a pep talk even for myself. if we do get to the point where there are implantable microchips, God forbid, because they're really dangerous, check out my website at chipmenot.com to see how they cause cancer. But even that, even the thing where I've staked out my own territory and been fighting against this for 10 years, even if that passes, is it going to be my fault that it passes? So let me just give you a little bit of maybe reassurance that at the end of the day, you are responsible for your own actions. If you sign up your kids to be implanted with microchips, shame on you. You're going to have to answer for that. If you sign up and actually support some of these steps in this direction, or you shop at the stores that are implementing these terrible programs, or you get rid of cash and you only use your credit card, or you sign up for all the frequent shopper club cards, then you're contributing to the problem. So while we can't solve the problem, we can certainly remove ourselves from contributing to it. And this is actually in the book of Revelation in the Bible. There's actually a place where it says, speaking of Babylon, speaking of the evil sort of empire of the end, known as Babylon in the Bible, it actually says, come out of her, my people, lest you be partakers of her sins and receive of her plagues. So I believe right now, if I had to look at the number one thing that we're supposed to do above and beyond anything else, come out. Don't participate. Don't feed the beast. Don't give it your data. Don't log on to Google 50 times a day and say, well, right now I'm thinking about this and next I'm thinking about that. Don't tell him. Pull out. Remove yourself. Step back. Don't participate in Babylon. And then, once you've done that, then we can start figuring out where you can find your particular battleground and where you can stake your own spot and defend it. All right. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. When we come back, we'll be joined by Adrian Salbucci, joining us from Buenos Aires, Argentina, right after this.
Hello. I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, that's right. Catherine Albrecht here. Happy to be with you. Filling in for Alex Jones while he takes a much-deserved rest. Let's hope he actually gets a little bit of rest. I've heard that guy is round-the-clock workaholic, but it is nice to see him taking just a little bit of time off. You may know me as the RFID lady or the Spy Chips, co-author of the best-selling book Spy Chips. I've been a regular guest on Alex's show, also on Coast to Coast AM, and, of course, I host my own daily radio program on the Genesis Communications Network. Comes on not long after Alex's show. And I am here filling in for him as we take on the New World Order. Speaking of the New World Order, one of the key components of the New World Order, if you happen to live somewhere outside of the United States of America, is the power structure that is being wielded by the United States of America. Sometimes it's helpful to get a perspective from outside the U.S. and see what exactly does U.S. foreign policy and what exactly does U.S. economic policy do to other countries around the globe, and what can it tell us about the nature of the beast that we are fighting. Well, joining us this hour to talk about all of that is my guest, Adrian Salbucci. He is an international consultant and author and a speaker on geopolitics, economics, and risk management. He joins us live today from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Welcome, Adrian. Hello.
Hello, Catherine. It's a pleasure to be on the show again.
Well, it's great to have you on, and I especially want to thank you for really bringing to not just our attention, but to the attention of the world, what is going on right there in Argentina. I want to get into this hour your new article that just came out in Russia Times called The U.S. is the Don Corleone of International Politics, kind of likening the U.S. to the mob. Before we dive into that topic, though, can you give us a sense what's going on down there in Argentina for Americans who may not be aware of your economic circumstances, and maybe help tie that in with what's going on worldwide?
Well, yes, Argentina, first of all, has had chronic financial and sovereign debt problems for decades. I would say at least 30, 35 years. We have been imposed a sovereign debt that is unpayable. In other words, there is no way that the country can ever pay for it, which means that we are in the chains of a debt system. And what is a debt system? It's a system whereby the creditor will always have the debtor trapped, knowing that the debtor cannot pay back, and not being able to pay back, that means that he will be an eternal debtor. He will always be owing money, and it is that sovereign debt which has been the key component ensuring that Argentina is always fully controlled by the global power elite who run the whole debt system and who run the whole banking, private banking institutions and the multilateral institutions like the World Bank, the IMF, or even the Federal Reserve in America, as a special example, to ensure that the system will always continue. It just, well, it's just rolled over on and on, and that makes full control of Argentina possible.
And, you know, we can liken it, I suppose, to the indentured servitude that there were many immigrants who came to the U.S. back at the turn of the 20th century or even earlier in the 1800s who kind of signed up and said, hey, listen, in exchange for letting me get on the ship and coming to the States, I'll work for you for 7 years, 10 years, etc. And while they were working, we just in the last hour played a song about the company store. I owe my soul to the company store. While they were working, you know, the food and the roof over their heads and their clothing, all got tacked onto that, and in some cases you end up with people who are in a just a perpetual cycle of debt, of never breaking free. We see the same thing going on with people today who are on the treadmill of paying off their credit cards at 20% interest rates, when right now you can't even put your money in a bank for 1% these days, and yet they're still running on that treadmill to pay off that debt. That's more on the individual level, which I think most people can relate to. When we start getting into debt, Adrian, on the national level, What does that look like for a nation? We know that if my credit card debt is too much, then I have to take all the money that I earn every month to pay it, and I can't feed my kids. What does it do to a nation to be in that level of debt?
Well, even personal credit card debt will theoretically stop when you die, so at least debt is an escape point. However, in nations, since there is legal continuity for literally decades and centuries, a country will continue having to pay a foreign debt perhaps incurred 10, 20, 50, even 100 years back, which means that what it all boils down to is that the government, the local government, more than acting as a sovereign government, will act as an agency that retains the work of the local people for and on behalf of the global power elite. Let me explain that a little bit further. America calls it democracy, but what it is in fact, it is that the whole banking system, one of its key factors, is to control the electoral system, to control political campaigning, to control candidates, to control the whole so-called democratic system, so that always somebody is elected into power as president, prime minister, or in Congress that will ensure that no matter what happens, the sovereign debt will always be paid. It will always have top priority, and as long as the local government does that, the global power elite is happy. When they stop doing that, then you have coups that are orchestrated, you have invasions, or you have the dreadful things that happened to world leaders in different parts of the world throughout the last centuries, throughout the last decades. So basically what America or the Europeans call democracy is merely the system that is used by the banking elite to control countries. And every country, like Argentina, will just end up having the best democracy that money can buy, which is no democracy whatsoever, because money is not democratic, nor should it be.
So when you talk about Argentina, and I remember even as a child hearing about how Argentinian money was just valueless. I mean, tacking on zeros. That was the first time I ever heard about it. Now we hear about Zimbabwe and other countries for other reasons having a similar problem. Argentina seems to have been particularly hard hit by this inflationary cycle in which all of your savings as citizens of Argentina become worthless. All of your pensions become worthless. How does that fit into the cycle that you're talking about, debt to the international bankers?
Well, look, I'm 60 years old, and in my adult life, I've gone through three military coups, a lost war against Britain, and at least four financial collapses. The last two have been horrendous. We had hyperinflation in 1989 and a complete banking and monetary collapse in 2001-2002. Just to give you an idea, since 1970, we have knocked off 13 zeros to our currency. So one peso of today, which will only buy you, that won't even buy you a bus ride in downtown Buenos Aires, in 1970 was equivalent to 10 trillion pesos, which would have purchased Argentina two or three times over. So that's just to give you an example of what really hyperinflation is all about. The way it works, unfortunately, and in the case of Argentina, it's particularly sad, because most of our ongoing sovereign debt was incurred by an illegal military and civilian regime that took over power in 1976 by force, getting rid of the democratically elected government. That was in March 1976. Starting then is when our sovereign debt problem started. And today, we could easily show that that is debt that was incurred illegally. And there's a legal precedent called odious debt, which goes back to the beginning of last century. And Argentina could easily trigger that and repudiate that debt. But we need an Argentine government, president, or Congress to do that. And the so-called democracy system works so well that over the past 40 years, not one single Argentinian president, not one single Argentinian Congress has had the courage of saying, we're not going to pay that debt, we're going to declare it odious debt, and you, Citicorp, you, JP Morgan Chase, you, Goldman Sachs, have to prove to me that you did not know that that ongoing regime was absolutely dreadful and that they were killing people, and that you were not aware of all the mischief that you were doing. Now, there is a legal precedent for that, but unfortunately, as I say, the democratic system for them works so well that no Argentinian would ever take the initiative of doing that, at least not from the government.
Now, talk to us about your current president there in Argentina.
Mrs. Kirchner, she is the wife of the former president, Nestor Kirchner, who handpicked her as his successor. Mr. Kirchner died about two and a half years back, and she has been totally functional to the global power elite, because although she calls herself a Peronist, that means that she is aligned theoretically to the ideology of Juan Perón and Evita Perón, who are very much revered here as emotional symbols. In actual fact, she is not a Peronist at all, but she's a social democrat. And social democracy is particularly dangerous because it's sort of a three-way trap. On all social and cultural issues, it is very left-wing. On political issues, it is very center. It will respect the global power elite 100%. And on economic and financial matters, it is right-wing capitalist. It will always pay, pay, and pay. So unfortunately, she is very functional. She has made different somersaults on various matters. But right now in Argentina, we have high inflation and a total prohibition for Argentine citizens to buy foreign currency, because the government is gobbling up every single dollar you can imagine in order to what? In order to pay the bankers' sovereign debt. So more functional to the global banking elite than that, it's hard to imagine.
Right, and I experienced that actually in Mexico in the 1980s when they had their huge inflationary cycle. We were not allowed to cash out our pesos for dollars, so I know what that's like to watch the money that you have in the bank, your hard-earned money. And I was only down there a year as a television co-host in my teens, that I sat there and watched my money become absolutely worthless, thousands of dollars just, you know, going poof before my very eyes, so I know exactly how that works. I want to talk... It's a painful, it's a very painful experience. Is that coming for the U.S., Adrian? Are we about to see the same thing happen to our currency here?
Well, yes, and that might tie into a very interesting and highly complex problem which is hardly ever addressed in any of the mainstream media, and that is that if the ongoing oil markets basically we have two oil markets, the New York Mercantile Exchange and then the London market, and to a lesser extent the Dubai market. If there were to be a fourth oil market, for example Iran, that started trading not in US dollars, which is the monopoly currency for the oil market, but started trading in other currencies, and all the dollars that are circulating in international markets were to go back to the States,
Hold that thought, Adrian. When we come back, I want to talk about a fourth oil market with my guest, Adrian Salbucci, live from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Stay tuned.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And we're back. Catherine Albert here, filling in for Alex Jones. And my guest this hour, Adrian Salbucci, is giving us the really the rundown on how this whole global power structure works and how the international bankers not only control what's going on here in the U.S., but control every country on the globe that they can get their hands on. Before we get back to our conversation, I want to remind you that you can always swing by the InfoWars shop at InfoWarsShop.com. I also want to remind you to please support the sponsors of this radio program, ProPure Water Filtration, also eFoods Direct. And I want to encourage you to swing by the InfoWars shop and check out some InfoWars gear, shirts and hats. It's always a great way to get the word out and wake people up. You know, not everybody's able to tune into the radio show. Not everybody knows we're out here. But if you wear the T-shirts, use the bumper sticker, I'll tell you, I was driving up in northern New Hampshire, miles from anything, and there came a car right in front of me with InfoWars.com right there on the bumper sticker. So it's a great way to get the word out and inform people. So check out and get your InfoWars gear at InfoWarsShop.com. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Adrian Salbucci. Adrian, before the break, you were explaining to us about the price of oil and the different oil markets, that if one of them were to pull out of using dollars and switch, for example, to Iranian currency, that we'd be in trouble. How would that work?
Well, let's first say something which is rather obvious, but a lot of people forget it, seem to lose sight of. What is inflation? Inflation is when the monetary authority issues too much money that does not tally with economic growth. So you have inflation, even hyperinflation. When that happens to a country like Argentina, you can sort of seal the country off the way they did with us in 1989, and all that hyperinflation is your problem, Argentina. You deal with it, which is fine. When the United States of America, however, issues a lot of currency, like quantitative, they don't call it inflation, they call it quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2, quantitative easing 3. When they issue too much money, that money does not stay in America, but is spread the world over. Very especially, or one of the key factors, is the oil market. So the oil market is all done, most of it abroad, and it is done in United States dollars and U.S. dollar denominated financial instruments. However, if a fourth oil market were to open in Iran, as they have been threatening to do since 2004. And I'm not saying it's going to be handled in Iranian currency, but maybe in euros, maybe in Russian rubles, maybe in yuans, maybe in a basket of these currencies. And it were to become a major oil market, it would replace the dollar to a great extent. Those dollars would tend to flow back into the United States, and lo and behold, that's when America would all of a sudden catch a heavy bout of inflation and even hyperinflation. So that, I think, explains why the American leadership, both public and private, are so very, very, very nervous over Iran. It's not about weapons of mass destruction. It's not about the nuclear program. It's about a new oil market and how the oil market will continue faring. At least if the dollar has to be phased out, they want to do it on their terms, on America's terms, and not on the Iranians' terms, which is something I can understand.
So this oil market, give us a sense, just globally, how much of the global economy is accounted for by oil today?
Oh, something like 20% of the entire economy is one way or another related to oil, related to oil refining, related to our petroleum hydrocarbon products. And it's not just, this is a problem that the Western mindset has. We tend to think in with silo mentalities. The oil market is X zillion dollars. Okay, we just look at it financially. The oil market is geopolitics. It is military strategy. And you have countries like Russia that are very much aware of that. You have countries like China that are very much aware of, and China does not, contrary to Russia, China does not have its own oil. That's why it purchases a lot of Iranian oil. Something like 12% of its oil imports into China are Iranian oil. That's why neither China nor Russia, for different reasons, are going to allow the Western powers to overrun Iran the way they allowed them to overrun Iraq, although they didn't like it, or Libya last year. So there are a lot of factors that have to be taken into account, which are not just financial and economic.
Yeah, and you know, whenever they start talking to us about regime change and we just want to liberate those people over there in X country, you always have to ask yourself a little bit deeper, what is the economic consideration? Would you agree with that?
Yes, and let me give you an example. In November 2002, you remember that Saddam Hussein from Iraq lost the first Gulf War against George Bush Sr. There were UN sanctions, and those UN sanctions later on allowed him to trade $1 billion a year for medicines, oil for medicines and for food. He did that year after year, and then in 2002, November to be exact, Saddam Hussein decided to sell that $1 billion in oil in euros. Well, if you remember rightly, in March 2003, Saddam Hussein had some problem with the United States. Weapons of mass destruction that were...
Hold on, I want to get into that and talk about that first war and where that went. Also, open up for your phone calls. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10%. Off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Yeah, don't know much about history. They don't really teach us much about history, do they? Especially not 20th century history, because it implicates a lot of people who are still living and breathing today. Let's name one name specifically, and that would be Kissinger. Yeah, I want to get into that just a little bit. My guest this hour is Adrian Salbucci. His new article out in Russia Times is called "The U.S. is the Don Corleone of International Politics," kind of making that reference to being kind of like the mob out there, putting the pressure, leaning on other countries and our foreign policy certainly has had a big impact on other nations. Also that of the international banking regime, which is the puppet master that controls the U.S., which then turns around and controls the other countries around the globe militarily and in other ways. So let's get back to our conversation. I am going to open up the phone lines here in just a couple of moments, but I do want to give Adrian Salbucci an opportunity to tell us the big picture. Want to remind you that you are listening to Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I'm filling in for Alex Jones today. I'll also be with you on Tuesday and Friday. I believe Mike Adams is going to be filling in on the days that I'm not on, but I'm not entirely sure. Don't quote me on that. But I will be with you today, tomorrow, and Friday. And if you'd like to check out my live daily radio program, you can find it under my name, CatherineAlbrecht.com or KMAShow.com. My show comes on, well, if Alex doesn't do his hour of overdrive, there's an hour break, and then my show comes on right there at GCNLive.com. You can also listen to it streaming on my website, KMAShow.com. All right, let's get back to our conversation. Adrian, before the break, we were talking about the first and second wars over in Iraq with Saddam Hussein. And my question for you was, should we really believe this story that we were told, or the official story, that Saddam Hussein was just a really mean tyrant and the U.S. just doesn't like really mean tyrants and wants to protect the people?
Well, not really. Obviously, I mean, geopolitics or Machtpolitik, as the Germans would say, is based on permanent interests of every nation. And I think the United States does it, just as Britain does it, and just as every serious nation should do so. Russia, China, even Argentina. We don't do that. That's our problem and our mistake. We can't blame anybody else for that. However, in the case of Saddam Hussein, he was definitely most instrumental to the United States. And it was only when he disobeyed orders in 1990 with the invasion of Kuwait that he was ousted. And although he was not ousted then, he ended up being ousted by George Bush Jr. many years later. And it all had to do with this oil market system using the dollar or trying to move away from the dollar. Just compare with what happened in 2011 with Libya. Muammar Gaddafi was about to introduce the gold dinar, which was going to be a gold-backed currency to be used for North African oil. And he was assassinated on public television with Hillary Clinton laughing and saying, "We came, we saw he died," and chuckling her way through on CBS News. So Iran knows that they run the same risk, but there's a big difference. Their backs are covered. And that is where the mainstream Western media really renders such a bad service to all the Western world and the whole planet, because they're trying to make us believe that Iran is a danger because of a nuclear program, and yet you just played that beautiful song, "Don't Know Much About History." People don't know much about history. Iran has not invaded or attacked anybody in over 120 years. However, Iran was invaded by Britain in World War I. It was invaded by Britain and the former Soviet Union in World War II because they needed Persian oil to make war against Hitler. When the Iranians finally have a democratically elected prime minister, Mohammad Mossadegh, who nationalized in 1951 the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, today known as British Petroleum, the CIA and the British MI6 orchestrated a coup, and he was ousted, and the Iranians were imposed the horrendous and authoritarian regime of the Shah of Persia, Reza Pahlavi. When they finally got rid of him with the revolution of the Ayatollahs in 1979, what did America and the Western powers do? They financed and they gave Saddam Hussein, who was their boy, all the necessary weapons to make a war of attrition that lasted 8 years and cost 1 million Iranian lives. That was from 1981 to 1988. It was only when Saddam Hussein disobeyed and did the Kuwait trick that he was finally ousted. But as long as these little dictators do what they are told, they can stay in power all they want. It happened with us with the military junta. It was very pro-American until General Galtieri, you remember him, got up one day and said, "I'm going to invade the Falkland Islands." So he had to be ousted.
That's Argentina we're speaking about. And my guest this hour, Adrian Salbucci, international consultant, author, and speaker on geopolitics, economics, and risk management. He joins us live from Buenos Aires, Argentina, one of the victims of the multinational bankers, certainly with economic hardships over many, many decades. Before we open up the phone lines, and let me go ahead and do that now, 1-800-259-9231. Adrian, let me ask you, just in a nutshell, why do you call the U.S. the Don Corleone of international politics?
Well, I think we have to be very fair in the following, because a lot of people tend to think, especially here in Latin America, oh, it's the Americans, it's the Yankees, Yankee go home. It is not the fault of the American people. The problem is, and that is something that I think Alex Jones has done a great job, and you yourself, Catherine, in helping people understand this. There is a supranational, global power elite, which includes the mega bankers and the mega oil companies, which is embedded inside the United States, Britain, and other European countries, but especially embedded inside the United States because of your military prowess and your power. But although it is inside the United States, it is not part of the United States. It does not look after, doesn't even care about the American national interest, although it might end up occupying the White House and your Congress and most of your media and your banking system. So it is not really the American people who are at fault, but rather who have no choice but to select between Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola every time there is an election. But it is really this global power elite embedded inside, and that acts like a mafia.
It's like a parasite. It's like a parasite. You know, I think about these ants that get infected with this fungus, and the fungus makes the ants march up to the very, very tip top of a tree and then die so they can dispel the fungal spores from the top of the tree. And the ant is just trying to live its own life, but once this thing gets a hold of it, the thing drives it to its own interests. And it really does feel parasitic, what you're talking about, this thing that is controlling U.S. Money, the U.S. economy, the American people, the American debt, and especially the American military to accomplish its own goals. They've got us climbing up to the top of the tree, and they don't care if we wind up, you know, sticking up to the top of the tree like these little ants with our teeth embedded in the wood while we die, as long as it gets to continue its own proliferation. And that's really what we're seeing. All right, let me go ahead and open up the phone lines. Adrian Salbucci is my guest this hour. I'm, of course, your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I am filling in for Alex Jones, who's taking a much-needed break this week. And let's go directly to the line in Connecticut and say hello to George. George, you're on with Adrian Salbucci. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was wondering how you would see this monster from the inside, this parasite, would try to take down the United States, or is this actually against their own interests because so many people are waking up that maybe it might be more dangerous for them to take the system down than try to prolong it, but how would they probably take it down, and how do we get rid of them from your point of view, since you see it from the outside? Sometimes you can see clear from the outside than you get from the inside.
It's a very good question, George. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is the ideologue of the Trilateral Commission and who was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, he said at the Council on Foreign Relations about 2.5 years ago that the main risk of the global power elite is the political awakening of the masses of people the world over, including the United States. That's why it's so important for them to have full control of the media so that we see the world through their eyes and not through reality. As I was saying, we have to be convinced and talk into believing that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, that Iran is a hell of a risk and a danger because of its nuclear program, but they completely ignore the fact that the only country with weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, is the State of Israel, which unfortunately the Israeli lobby, the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, for example, has huge leverage inside the United States, inside its government, inside the banking industry, and inside the media. So probably the awakening of political awareness is the key point definitely around it. They know that they are playing with fire, because if the people really awaken, you Americans, for example, might take back America. We're trying to take back Argentina, but Argentina's a tiny country. We have no military power. We're really not that important. We are earmarked for something else, for future occupation of our huge territory down south in Patagonia, especially. But America has the military power of the world. So it is very important for them to control you, and they're bound to get very aggressive and very violent in order to achieve their ends. So if anything, I would say that America is such an important nation right now that you probably are running one of the worst risks of any of us.
You mean the worst risks in terms of being a population that's waking up? yes. at this time.
That's dangerous. From the point of view of the global power elite, the CFR people, the Trilateral Commission people, that is, the Bilderberg people, that is very dangerous. Same in Europe, where you see people are waking up in Italy, in Ireland, in Greece, in Spain, even in the UK and in France, that this whole banker system is absolutely criminal. It's absolute mafia. They have the same codes as Don Corleone, as Masonry, as Freemasonry, and as all these other secret and semi-secret organizations that unfortunately are wreaking so much havoc nowadays, including the Vatican. I'm not saying the church, I'm just saying the earthly Vatican, who are as good or as bad as the men who run it.
Let me ask you this, Adrian. In terms of national sovereignty, and I think George's question speaks to this, we are Americans, you are in Argentina, we've got people who really are looking to their national governments to make these kinds of changes or to protect them against this global encroachment. Is it in the desire of the globalists to eliminate national sovereignty altogether so they don't have to futz around with all these individual nation states?
Absolutely. If you look at Foreign Affairs, which is the journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, in their April 1974 issue, April 1974, you had one of their academics, Richard Gardner, saying that instead of going at an all-out attack against national sovereignty, we have to go a roundabout, an end run, he called it, destroying it and eroding it piece by piece so that it falls on its own. And they've achieved that, not just in a country like Argentina, but even in the United States, where I think it helps a lot to address George's question. If we redefine the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Britain, or the President of Argentina, not as sovereign presidents or prime ministers, but as chief executive officers, as the CEO. Obama and Bush before him are the CEO of America, Cameron's the CEO of Britain, Mrs. Kirchner is the CEO of Argentina. Because that will lead you to ask two questions. If my president is the CEO of the country, who is on the board of directors above him? And who are the shareholders who really own the country? And that is where you start running into the global power elite, and that makes a lot of cliques come about together, and people start saying, oh, now I get it.
Interesting.
So when you vote for Obama or Mitt Romney, you're just being given the final choice, Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, and that's no choice at all.
It is not. And when we tried to have an alternative, I think Ron Paul had probably more popular support in this country than any candidate, at least in my lifetime. We very clearly saw how we were not allowed to have a public choice. And I think that was a wake-up call for a lot of people. I think to recognize that we really are not a democratic country, that we really don't, on the popular level, determine who the president is going to be. I think that was a wake-up call and maybe a bit disillusioning for some folks. All right, George, thank you for the call. I want to see if we can get in another call before the break. Let's go to Doris, who's been listening in Tennessee. Hi, Doris. You're on with Adrian Salbucci and Catherine Albrecht. Go right ahead.
Yes. I wanted to ask the gentleman about the China and the Keystone Pipeline. We know Obama is not in control of this, but I'm going to use Obama's name, excuse me. The Keystone Pipeline, he stopped. And we know from Bible prophecy there's going to be a war style with China. China is going to play a big part in it, and Russia. So when he does begin to drill and let the Keystone Pipeline go through, will he sell it? Will he let us use it here, or will it go to China?
And will he even be the person in charge of that? Adrian, when we're talking about international pipelines and large quantities of oil flowing, is that really going to be a kind of a debate or maybe an economic behind-the-scenes underground war between the U.S. And China? It sounds as though we're on opposite ends of the power structure there. How does China fit in with all of this?
Absolutely. China has been around for thousands of years, and they have thousands of years of being an imperial power, even though at times they themselves were colonized by France and Britain, for example, in the 19th century and the early 20th century. The Chinese know how to bide their time. When it comes to oil, for example, the Chinese, who have little oil, are purchasing all of their oil, or a lot of it, from Russia on the one hand, and from Iran on the other hand. Now, oil is a key issue, no doubt about it, and it has sort of grouped countries together. That's why you have China and Russia working together on many issues, Syria and Iran, no doubt, in the Middle East in general. And you also have countries like India and Pakistan. Now, another thing that the Wall Street Journal, and it ties in with Doris's question, another thing that the Wall Street Journal and the mainstream media don't tell you, and this came out only on 2nd March, the day before yesterday, is that India and Iran are negotiating a pact, a treaty, whereby Iran would sell oil to India and India would pay in gold, which is the same thing as saying moving the oil market away from the US dollar. They would start paying in gold, and Iran has already told the Indians, we're even willing to accept rupees, and they told the Japanese, we're willing to accept yen. But it goes back to what we were saying at the beginning of the program. Oil is not just about money. It's not just about the price of oil. It's about geopolitics and geostrategy. And that's where we have to understand that the Chinese and the Russians are biding their time very well. And unfortunately, America and the Western powers have made mistake after mistake after mistake for having done the wrong thing in the wrong place at the wrong time, which explains why America, Europe, and Israel are so hysterical in their foreign policy, to say, in a way, because they know that their window of opportunity is shutting down fast. I have a friend with...
I want to thank Doris for the call, and I just want to ask you quickly, when we're talking about the international bankers, and you referred to the nations as being CEOs, the presidents, what about China? Is China also under the thumb of the same global board, or are they under a different, on that global scale, if you were to see the board of directors, do they also control China?
I would venture to say that the Chinese sit on the board. That's why it's so very interesting. Because, of course, you have the global banking system inside China. They've been in there for years. Think of it. HSBC, the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation, was born almost in China during the Opium Wars. That's where they were born, in the middle of the 19th century. And their leverage, same with Jardine Matheson and other major British banking and financial institutions, they've been there for centuries. But the Chinese know that politics is not black or white. It's not good guys and bad guys. The West tends to present everything like Tweety Bird and Sylvester Cat. Good guys and bad guys. The Chinese know that reality is somewhere in between. The truth lies in some shade of gray. So they negotiate.
Let's pick that up when we come back. I've got a bunch of callers as well. We'll try to get to your calls right after this. I'm Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hey, we're back. I'm going to try to get through all these phone calls. We had quite a number of them with people calling in to speak to my guest, Adrian Salbucci, joining us from Argentina, where he is an international consultant and also an expert on geopolitics and economics. Let's go directly back to those phone lines, and let's see, we got Kay on the line in New Jersey. Hello, Kay.
Yes, hello. I had a couple of questions, one for you and one for Adrian.
All right, let's see if we can get to them. Go right ahead.
Yes. Number one for Adrian was, would it not be a feasible idea to kind of disconnect from the elite scheme by just not paying for anything or not going to the bank or not paying taxes? I think there are enough people that are awake, and you can prove that with the whole gun grab thing, to possibly produce some type of significant impact by disconnecting from the system. And also, would it really be an actual thing that could possibly work living completely on cash in today's modern world anyhow?
Can I answer that?
Yeah, absolutely. This idea of somehow disconnecting or living off the grid. Yeah.
I love that idea, and a lot of people are doing that, not just in your country, but in my country and the world over. The problem being that normally most people are sort of scared and they say, well, if I don't pay my light bill, if I don't do this with the bank, my whole life is going to be turned upside down. And maybe it will to a great extent. What we will probably need in America and here is for a very serious crisis to really hit us. So it's not just some people who wake up, but everybody who's going to have to wake up, because when the ship starts to sink, nobody can say, well, I'll just keep sleeping it through. No, everybody has to get up and jump ship and try and save your lives. It happened to us 10 years ago when the whole financial system collapsed and people went back to bartering, exchanging services, growing their own vegetables in their backyard and so forth. But as the crisis subsided and the money started flowing again because the global power elite know how to control these crises, most people just went back to business as usual. So it's a combination of knowing how to take the opportunity of ongoing and increasingly serious crisis on the one hand, and on the other hand, to do what Catherine and Alex are doing of increasing popular awareness to know that we are all sleeping on the Titanic.
Yeah, and I got to say, I think that's one of the reasons why they're cracking down on things like organic food and food co-ops and natural organic milk, because that is a way to make sure that you can't get out, that you can't drop out, that you can't be off the grid. I think it's also why they're increasing the amount of surveillance and really putting those top-down controls on even what we can eat as a way to kind of slow that down. Hey, thanks for the call, Kay. I'm sorry I didn't get to your other call, but I do want to see if we can fit in our other callers. Let's see, we got Jim in California. Jim, really quickly, go right ahead.
Yes, Adrian, I wanted to just pick up on the idea of CEOs of countries, which presidents are. The one president that wasn't a CEO of our country, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, during 1960 to 63, didn't play along with the big bankers that were his boss, decided to put the United States notes of an executive order. And then shortly, not too long after that, he was taken out, and so were all the United States notes that were printed out there, about $4.5 billion worth. So the conspiracy I mean, what do you think about that? I think we've been getting his butt off commissions to give fake reports and a lot of misinformation in history. And the only one.
Well, let's let Adrian address that. Adrian, do you think that the JFK assassination tied into this whole CEO notion that he just said, I'm not going to play ball, and they said, fine, we'll check you out?
Absolutely. That was another false flag done inside the United States itself, as though, you know, some nut had killed John Kennedy. John Kennedy in 1962 started issuing those famous U.S. Treasury currency notes, which had the red seal instead of the green seal.
Yeah, I got to cut you off.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.